has ever consulted more widely or talked with more people from more backgrounds to seek input about a Supreme Court nomination.
That's Brett Kavanaugh talking about the process to arrive at him as the president's nominee for the Supreme Court. And Arizona's two senators will play a big part, even in their absence, in the push to get President Trump's nominee on that Supreme Court. Joining us to talk about that and how the overall process will go is ABC News political analyst Alex Castellanos. Alex, our junior senator, Jeff Flake, sits on the Judiciary Committee. He'll be part of the process to question Brett Kavanaugh. And with an already thin margin in the Senate, John McCain not being there, of course, doesn't help Kavanaugh's chances. But is he really in any grave danger of not getting approved by the Senate?
He's in just about zero danger. Your senator, John McCain, just issued a statement not long ago saying he supports Kavanaugh and will try to return to vote. And there's some word that if McCain is not able to vote and his vote's needed, he might resign and let someone appoint a senator who would support this judge. So that's going to reassure Republicans, unite the Republican Party. This new nominee is going to be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice.
And you know, both of our senators have kind of been a bit of a thorn in the side of the president, and rightly so in some cases, you know, with the president not saying the finest things about John McCain.
Right.
But they definitely see this place in history of making sure that the court stays or at least maybe slightly shifts towards conservatives.
No issue unites Republicans like this. Republicans are concerned that the Supreme Court has become a super legislature, that they make laws. These people who are not elected by anyone make laws and decide what the law is depending on the weather in any given time. That unites evangelical and establishment Republicans. We have President George Bush this morning saying, H.W. Bush saying, this is a great nominee. He should be confirmed. We have evangelical Republicans saying this judge should be confirmed. And this puts a lot of pressure on red state Democrats, states that Trump carried. Like, for example, Doug Jones, the new senator from Alabama, a Democrat, a state that Trump won by nearly 30 points. If he doesn't support this nominee in Alabama, he's a dead man walking in 2020.
Speaking of religion, if he is confirmed, our Supreme Court justices will be made up of Jewish and Catholic judges. Why is such a big deal being made of that?
I think as America becomes a country that is walking away from its faith, we've become more religiously tolerant in some ways of all religions, but we are a little concerned about zealotry. Anyone who actually lives their faith we see as extreme. And so passionate, people who are passionate about their faith, I think we've seen can scare voters. One of the judges who was considered for this nomination, Amy Barrett, belongs to a Catholic support group, and she was attacked for that, for being a part of a cult.
Wow. As we become more tolerant, we become less tolerant. It would
appear. In a way, we do. Isn't it something in America today?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks a lot, Alex. Alex Castellanos, ABC News political analyst.